This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, after the carnage that we saw in the markets last week, if you were hoping that this week is going to be better, we were going to be in a bit of disappointment because yesterday was a rather weak day of trade. The markets erased the gains that we saw on Friday and recorded the second biggest single day fall that we have seen ever in terms of the Indian equity markets. Remember, Nifty is now sitting at 3-year lows and the Sensex is also sitting at 30-month lows. Yesterday, we saw quite a bit of sell-off towards the last hour of trade because the Nifty slumped 758 points, the Sensex was down 8%, and there was quite a bit of weakness when it comes to the Nifty Bank because that was the key index that was underperforming in trade yesterday. Remember, that index is sitting at a 34-month low. Mid-cap is not faring much better as well. That is sitting at a 4-year low. In terms of the FII action, well, they continue to sell in the Indian markets. Now, remember, the FII sell figure for yesterday in the cash equity markets was close to 3,800 crores. And if you look at the last six sessions, we've already seen a sell-off around 20,000-25,000 crores into the cash equity market. So that's the kind of outflow is what we are seeing across all global equities. In fact, the DIIs, they're trying their bid, they're trying to buy into the cash equity market, but it's not enough. Yesterday as well, they bought around 2600 odd crores into the cash equity market. Now, if you look at the queues this morning as well, it suggests that there is going to be further weakness today. At least it is going to be very, very choppy is what it suggests, because the US markets recorded a historic slump on Wall Street. It was the worst day that we have seen since the Black Monday of 1987. Trading was again halted in the US markets yesterday for a period of 15 minutes, and this is the third time that has happened in the last six sessions. Now, remember, the Dow crashed 3,000 points. It was a cut of 13% across indices. S&P, Nasdaq, they were down about 13% in trade. In fact, the markets crashed despite Fed coming out with the measures. Remember yesterday, Sunday night, we got to know that the US Fed had actually cut the rates to zero and had announced this big $700 billion QE program, but that did not support the market sentiment at all. In fact, the fact that US cases in terms of COVID continue to rise is what really caused a bit of panic in the markets. Remember, the US cases now stand at around 3,700 and deaths closer to 70. What added to the fear was the fact that Trump hinted that the worst of the outbreak might not be over. In fact, he said that it could last until August, and this is something that the markets did not want to hear at all. In fact, he also said that US may be heading into a recession, and these recessionary fears is what actually caused that huge slump in the US markets. Remember, they were sitting at the all-time high levels just last month, so the ferocity of the sell-off is also something that is actually causing the nervousness. In fact, from the all-high levels, the Dow is down around 32 points, S&P is down 29%, and that compares to Nifty, which was sitting at that all-time high level of around 12,430 towards the end of January. Now it is 26% of that high. However, if you're looking for some silver lining, Dow futures are actually suggesting an uptick of around 5-600 points, and that is what has really supported the sentiment in Asia as well, because the Asian equity markets are not doing too badly, and this despite the European indices also seeing a cut of around 4-5% yesterday. Remember, the situation regarding COVID-19 in Europe is actually getting grimmer. France has also announced a 15-day shutdown, and European Union has proposed a ban on non-essential travel to Europe, and all of this definitely impacted sentiment. You could see the impact all across all asset classes. In fact, crude hit a 4-year low level yesterday. It was down about 11%. We went below the $30 per barrel mark when it comes to Brent crude. This morning, there has been a tad bit of recovery of around 3-4%, but it continues to be volatile. Asia, as I mentioned, has seen a tad bit of recovery, but it's very, very choppy. So the direction is not very clear. There have been measures taken by a lot of these, global indices like Italy, South Korea, Spain, etc., where they've banned short selling, and now Philippines have halted the trading at stock exchanges until further notice. So that is the kind of impact that we are seeing of COVID-19, not only in terms of the health crisis, but also the financial crisis. So overall for today, it looks like it is going to be a weak day of trade in terms of stock-specific action. We will be watching out for the crude sensitives, of course, because of the crude move that we have seen overnight. Apart from that, Yes Bank will continue to be the stock in focus. Remember, yesterday there was a bit of commentary coming in in from the RBI governor saying that Yes Bank depositors' money is absolutely safe. And now even the overhang is gone because Prashant Kumar has been announced as the CEO and MD of the company, or the bank rather. Other than that, also the banks will be in focus because the RBI governor said that they will continue to evaluate the continuity processes across banks. Separately, Moody's has also upgraded Yes Bank's rating and changed the outlook to positive. As far as the telecom stocks are concerned, well, they will continue to be in focus, but the Supreme Court hearing on the AGR matter that was due today will not happen. We don't have a further date yet, but this will continue to be something that we need to track. Apart from that, GHCL has announced a demerger of its chemicals and textiles business. India Cements will be in focus because Radhakrishna Damani and his family has bought 4% stake from the open market. So a lot of stocks, of course, will be in focus, but it will continue to be a lot macro-driven, a lot global driven, and for now it looks like it is going to be a tad bit choppy. With that, this is Anisha Jain from CNBC TV 18 wrapping up the queues for this morning in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.